Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Pete Sepp back on the show. Pete is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. We'll celebrate his 19th anniversary later this year. He's the president of National Taxpayers Union, an organization I've been telling you about. The National Taxpayers Union is NTU.org. I've been telling you about them since I started doing my show. They're one of the handful of organizations, advocacy groups in Washington that work so hard for small businesses, and he's here with a report for us. Pete, welcome back.
Great to be here.
It's good to have you back as always. So let's touch on a little bit of new news, and that's that yesterday was Tax Freedom Day. So from this moment forward, everything that we make, we get to keep, right?
Yes, indeed. That's the average nationwide tax freedom day when you stop working for all levels of government, federal, state, and local, and start working for yourself. Now, I think the interesting thing to focus on here is how different states have different tax freedom days depending on the burdens they impose on their citizens. For example, if you lived in Alabama, Tax Freedom Day was April 9th. Much sooner, 2 weeks ago.
What about New York?
May 11th.
I was going to say December 25th, right, or something like that.
It's pretty close to that. So those folks still
May 11th. Wow, a month difference between those two states. What about Jersey and Connecticut?
Well, not too good. Connecticut is the latest in the country at May 21st.
Wow.
Can you imagine that? May 21st.
Let me go open up a small business up there. I can't wait. Let's get that done.
Yeah.
Holy mackerel.
That would be nothing
short. What's the best state? What is the best state?
The absolute best is Mississippi, April 5th.
Wow.
Yeah. So there you go. 6 weeks of difference between the best and the worst.
Mm-hmm.
And that's 6 weeks that a small business owner, for example, would absolutely be horrified by. I mean, when you consider that's 6 weeks out of the year of difference, that's your profit margin, that's your ability to expand, that's your ability to hire more people taken away from you
mm-hmm.
by state and local government policy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, whatever you make between those dates, I mean, today's the national average. Whatever you earn, if you're in Connecticut, between now and a month from now, is a month more taxes that you're paying that the people in the rest of the country aren't paying.
Yes.
How does that make you feel, Connecticut? It kind of ticked me off, to be frank with you.
Well, and the entire Northeast region is basically like that, with the exception of New Hampshire,
right,
which has no income tax.
Right.
And a very competitive business tax system.
What's wrong with this picture state up there, isn't it?
Yes, yes, because beyond that, you look at New Jersey, Vermont, New York, Connecticut, all of those states have terribly high tax burdens, well above the national average.
Right. So, you know, Pete, when I started doing my show back in 97, the first Tax Freedom Day I reported on would have been 98, so that would have been 19 years ago. It seems like the Tax Freedom Day back in those days was like early May. Has gone back, hasn't it? I mean, did Bush do that much for it?
It's gone back for a number of reasons. Obviously,
I'm not complaining. That's good news.
Well, nationally, Tax Freedom Day is often affected by the Bush tax cuts that occurred in 2001
right.
and 2003. That was part of it.
But they've sunset, haven't they?
Yes, and the American Taxpayer Relief Act in 2012 also. Another thing, of course, is that Tax Freedom Day is a measurement relative to national income. And so if we're in the middle of a recession, for example, Tax Freedom Day actually gets better for Americans.
Right.
Because they have less money to tax.
Right.
And that's not really a comforting thought when you think
about it. That's not a prosperity commentary, is it?
No, it certainly isn't when you're too poor to be taxed heavily.
Mm-hmm. So, folks, the good news is as of yesterday, you've, on average, across the country, unless you live in Connecticut, New York, and the New England, I don't know about California. What's California's date?
Pretty terrible. May 1st at number 46.
So the left and the right coasts, the blue state borders, those are the worst, aren't they?
Generally, yes. And our friends at Tax Foundation do a great job on this every year. And this is why people are voting with their feet. They're moving south and west.
NTU.org, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to find out more about this. Pete Sepp and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.